Warning: Straight Talk Here. By Fred Brownbill. On January 6, 2021 at the Capitol Building in D.C., many patriots were there trying to get the election fraud overturned and show support for the man who in reality had won the 2020 election, President Trump. Evil provocateurs and some fools turned it into something neither President Trump nor any of us wanted. The media has blown it up out of all proportion, just as they have damped down all mention of riots, deaths and property damage done by their Nazi stormtroopers, the domestic terrorist groups, BLM and Antifa. At the Capitol that day, a Capitol police officer drew his weapon and fired it, killing a white woman, a former U.S. Air Force veteran, 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt. She was unarmed and not a threat to anyone. Certainly not to an armed, equipped and trained cop. Let me be clear here, I am not advocating for the cop involved to be prosecuted necessarily. All I know is that there has been a 13-week investigation and they just announced that the cop will not face charges. 13 weeks. I do not know if that cop is male, female, black or white. It doesn't matter. It should be irrelevant. However, this time due process was allowed for the officer. Was that because the victim was white? Was it because the victim was a Trump supporter? I think both those theories are a very real but sad reality of America today. It is also strikingly and blatantly different to every other case where lethal force occurred against a black person by law enforcement. At those events and time, the lynch mobs, comprising anarchists, Marxists, socialists and downright communists, encouraged and led by corrupt and racist leaders who are becoming extremely rich, by Democrats and their tame puppets, the MSM, are all screaming within the first hour for justice. They are baying like rabid, drooling hound dogs for the officer's job, his, her pension, his, her freedom and everything else they can take, up to and including their lives. No due process, a constitutional right by the way, is allowed in these cases for the officers. They are just instantly tried by the media and are automatically declared guilty. Their constitutional rights are non-existent. Their years of service and hardships are irrelevant as well. Their exemplary records irrelevant. The good they may have done irrelevant. Armchair warriors, reporters, agent provocateurs and politicians who have never worn a gun or been in fear of their lives, let alone have to make a split-second judgment call, just presume their competency to judge these cops, sprouting absolute and illogical trash on subjects they know nothing about, but because it is printed and talked about, constantly, by the media and their headliners and anchors with their plastic surgery and 6 inches of pancake makeup, their false smiles, it must be true. It is never true. That is the problem. We have a media that is not honest. We have a media that lies and cheats and covers up for the domestic real enemies within our constitutional republic. We have a media that is treasonous to the extreme. A case here is the latest totally accidental shooting of 20-year-old Daunte Wright, a young black male. A tragic mistake, but a mistake done without wanton recklessness or premeditation. It was a true but sad mistake. The officer involved here is a 25-plus-year veteran, married to another police officer. Her home is now barricaded by the city with concrete barriers and barbed wire. It looks just like the Capitol building in D.C. She just posted $100,000 bail but cannot return home due to an almost certain attack by these criminals on the streets. Her neighbors cower behind their doors in fear of retribution from the anarchist mobs. Again, no benefit of due process. Just guilty. She has already been charged in record time with second-degree manslaughter, a charge that could bring a 10-year prison sentence. The rush to judge and the rush to charge are purely political. Period. This is not and will never be justice, regardless of the outcome. She is being railroaded by corrupt cowards and those seeking political power and money. Amazingly, Ben Crump, a prominent civil rights attorney, is already representing the family of this young man. He was signed up the same day. Guess what? He also represents the family of George Floyd. That case netted $27 million, 40% to Crump, from the city of Minneapolis, taxpayer money, plus over $13.7 million from a GoFundMe account. Easy money, huh? The money-hungry ambulance-chasing attorney and his equally money-hungry clients are like bears being taken to a honeypot. They want more. It's never enough. It sickens me that a few days after every shooting or death of a black person, prominent attorneys come out of the filthy, dark, dank, slime-ridden swamp where they live their pathetic evil lives and begin their lies and show off their learned verbal showmanship. I have copied this attorney's words directly from a press release. Read them. While we appreciate that the district attorney is pursuing justice for Daunt, no conviction can give the right family their loved one back. This was no accident. This was an intentional, deliberate, and unlawful use of force. Driving while black continues to result in a death sentence, Crumb said Wednesday in a joint statement with co-counsel Jeff Storms and Antonio Romain Usai. He added further, a 26-year veteran of the force knows the difference between a taser and a firearm. Kim Potter executed Daunt for what amounts to no more than a minor traffic infraction and a misdemeanor warrant, the statement continued. Daunt's life, like George Floyd's life, like Eric Garner's, like Breonna Taylor's, like David Smith's, meant something. But Kim Potter saw him as expendable. It's past time for meaningful change in our country. We will keep fighting for justice for Daunt, for his family, and for all marginalized people of color. And we will not stop until there is meaningful policing and justice reform and until we reach our goal of true equality. If that does not disgust you, nothing will. His rhetoric is sickening, racist, untruthful and made to play to the media who lap it up like a fat ginger cat lapping up rich cream. Something they can put on the loop and play every 10 minutes till enough people believe it through ignorance. Here is something a lot of these people will not say. First, understand that this young thug would not have been killed, accidentally or otherwise, if he had obeyed police instructions, you know, like normal law-abiding citizens do. He may have gone to jail, but he would be alive. He set this whole play in motion himself while living up to his thug image in front of his girlfriend, who he endangered by his careless, lawless and disrespectful actions. Second, this was not a good kid. He had been charged, among other crimes, in a 2019 first-degree aggravated robbery. He was out on a $100,000 bond. This bond was revoked due to his activity with a firearm and for not keeping in touch with his probation officer. He had a warrant for his arrest. He knew that. He did not want to go to jail. Again, this was not a good kid doing the right thing. His family's money-hungry and greedy lawyer will paint him as an upstanding young person, someone who made some bad choices but no doubt was turning his life around. He was scared of the white cops. He was young and therefore entitled to stupid dumb choices, and the cops should have dealt with him differently, despite evidence of a prior firearms case. I call BS. He resisted arrest. He was accidentally shot. He died. End of story. But this is the new America where cops, especially white ones, are guilty just for showing up to work and serving and protecting. Just for wearing the badge. The criminals out there know that. The attorneys out there know that. It's an easy payday. Ruining these officers' lives is just a part of that huge paycheck. It is sickening. I could no longer contemplate a job as a law enforcement officer in any jurisdiction. I would be unable to do my job if it involved interacting with a black belligerent person. The personal costs are too high. The reward too small. It is not a job you do to get rich. Your freedom. Your life. Your money. Your home. Your family. You could lose it all for doing your job. You are not protected by anyone in authority over you. You have no backup or support from any hierarchy. I saw it when I was in law enforcement. Another reason I retired early. I think we are not far away from many police forces becoming unmanageable due to the difficulty in recruiting. Why in God's name would anyone, especially in blue cities and districts, want to do that totally thankless job? I would understand why police officers resign. They would not be proud. They would not be happy. But they would be alive, their families safe and their liberty and freedoms more secure. Fred Brownbill at the Save America Foundation. Fred Brownbill 2021.